Ron Delachiesa from WCRB in Boston, bringing you a live Boston Symphony Orchestra concert from the Kuzovitsky Music Shed here at Tanglewood. After a few changes to the stage here at the Shed, this concert will continue with the Violin Concerto by Johannes Brahms, featuring soloist Nikolai Znaider. Now, you can hear broadcasts from Tanglewood each week at this time on the radio, and our complete broadcast schedule is available online at classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. That's where you'll also find Boston Symphony concerts available to hear on demand, as well as a link to the Tanglewood box office to help plan your own trip to the Berkshires. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. Nikolai Znaider performed with the Boston Symphony for the first time in 2010 in a memorable performance of Elgar's Violin Concerto, led by the late Sir Colin Davis. His most recent collaboration with the BSO was in 2013, when Bernard Haitink conducted a performance of the work we're about to hear, the Violin Concerto by Johannes Brahms. It's a piece Znaider has performed many, many times, yet as he described in a conversation here at the Shed, for Nikolai Znaider, each performance of the piece is unique.
It very much feels like you walk out of your door, you know you have to get to the other side of town, but there's a lot of good ways to go, you know, and if you go to the left and through the park, you get that experience, and if you go through the market to the right, you get a different kind of experience, and if you stop and smell the flowers, that's wonderful. If you stop too long, you forget where you're going. So it's kind of like that. It's that sort of journey, and the question always begs, well, does that mean we don't have to prepare? No, on the contrary. You have to know the city you're in, if we stay in the metaphor. You have to know every stone, you have to know every flower, you have to know every petal on the flower, you have to know every branch on every tree before you have the freedom to allow yourself to improvise, actually.
That's the soloist we're about to hear, Nikolai Znaider, violinist. The Violin Concerto by Johannes Brahms is a piece that, through its sonic palette, rhythmic energy, and large-scale outline, represents the core voice of this foundational composer. But this piece also has what you might call a godfather. Joseph Joachim is a name you won't find emblazoned on plaques and carved above stages in the same way Beethoven's name sits on the proscenium at the BSO's home at Symphony Hall. But he was a towering figure in the second half of the 19th century and even into the first years of the 20th century. Brahms was only a couple of years younger than Joachim, and when they met in their early 20s, Brahms recognized in Joachim a valued musical partner and even mentor. Through collaborations and correspondence, they developed a solid friendship, and Brahms routinely sent music to Joachim for constructive criticism. And just as Tanglewood itself can have the effect of clearing our minds and opening up our imaginations, it was a summer trip to a beautiful place that led to the piece we're about to hear. Joachim performed the premiere of the piece only months later, and on New Year's Day in 1879 at the Gewandhaus House in Leipzig. The response, though, was not universal acclaim. Joachim continued to perform it all over Europe, though all the while refining it via long letters back and forth with Brahms. It was Fritz Kreisler who really popularized it. Coming on stage now, violinist Nikolai Znaider and conductor Juan Homena to continue this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert at Tanglewood. And we will hear the Violin Concerto by Johannes Brahms from WCRB. The Violin Concerto by Johannes Brahms, performed in concert here at Tanglewood by soloist Nikolai Znaider. The Boston Symphony Orchestra and conductor Juan Homena. We mentioned this was dedicated to Joseph Joachim, but didn't really catch on until Fritz Kreisler took up the piece. And it's fitting that our soloist played on the very instrument Kreisler used for much of his career at Guarneri, that Nikolai Znaider has now played for several years. Solo bow for John Ferrillo, who played the beautiful oboe solo in the Brahms Violin Concerto, our principal oboist. Juan Homena now pointing out to the brass winds. All of the members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra standing. Nikolai Znaider, our soloist, and Juan Homena. Nikolai Znaider performs as both conductor and virtuoso violin soloist with major orchestras all over the world. He is principal guest conductor of the Mariinsky Orchestra in St. Petersburg. He's been soloist with this orchestra on four previous occasions. Played the Elgar Violin Concerto in January 2010. That was his BSO debut, with Sir Colin Davis conducting. Mozart G Major Violin Concerto December 2010 with James Levine. Sibelius Violin Concerto in July 2011. That was his only previous Tanglewood appearance. And the Brahms Violin Concerto, May 2013, with Bernard Heitig. He's on stage now. The solo bow, well over 6 feet tall. Very impressive when he really digs in with his violin tonight. And the audience being most responsive, as you can hear. The audience here in the Kuzovitsky Music Shed, and of course many more out in the famous Tanglewood Lawn, enjoying this concert, this performance of the Brahms Violin Concerto by Nikolai Znaider. He's being recalled again. Here he is on stage facing the orchestra, applauding them. Juan Homena again wants all the members of the Boston Symphony to stand hand in hand now with our soloist. Both of them bowing to the audience. Nikolai Znaider, he's passionate about supporting the next generation of musical talent. Spent 10 years as founder and artistic director of the annual Nordic Music Academy Summer School. We're going to have an encore.
I'm married, so I know better than to say no to a woman. not with this lady, unfortunately. Just play, she says. A little piece by Bach. I apologize if you've heard it before, but it's lovely. Saraband.
Niccolo Znaider treating the audience to an encore here at Tanglewood. He's announced the Sarabande from the Partita number 2 of Bach and had an interesting conversation. And Rafour said, you can never refuse a request from a lovely lady. And he turned to Tamara Shmanova, our associate concertmaster, and then played that beautiful encore. Niccolo Znaider, by the way, he just recorded all 5 Mozart violin concertos as conductor soloist with the London Symphony Orchestra. Has a strong relationship with that orchestra, conducting and performing as soloist every season. He's back on stage now with his hand over his heart, bowing to the audience here in the Kuzovitsky Music Shed. Delighting everyone who heard him tonight, playing the Brahms violin concerto and then treating us with an encore. Stay with us. There's much more ahead in this WCRB broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, coming to you live from the Kuzovitsky Music Shed here at Tanglewood.